This is Brian Oakes, and I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Erskine, Minnesota. We are pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network, CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Thursday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Jamie Dickerman reporting from Washington at the USDA Ag Outlook Forum with Tyler Donaldson and Randy Conan in studio. Reports from the USDA Ag Outlook Forum are presented by Minnesota Corn Growers, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Amity Technology, and North Dakota Corn Growers. Speaking at the USDA Ag Outlook Forum this morning, USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer provided an in-depth analysis of the current agricultural market landscape, highlighting mixed commodity price trends, global trade competition, and tightening margins for U.S. producers.
Prices are mixed from where we were at last year. Many commodity prices down a little bit further. Last year, I was very concerned about the pace in which commodity prices have been falling. This year, I think, is a bit different. Have we slowed that decline? Still not good margins, but I think the momentum is a bit more, maybe perhaps if prices are declining, that the decline is slowing at the moment.
Meyer noting that while there have been some positive developments in specific sectors, overall farm income remains under pressure. He pointed to corn as an example of a crop experiencing some price support.
We had a change in our production of about 7 million metric tons late in the season. Crop came in a little bit lighter than anticipated. About 5 million of that, million metric tons of that came out of those ending stocks. And so you see those ending stocks coming down year over year, and that's what's providing a little bit of that price support in the corn market.
However, competition from South America remains a challenge, particularly in the soybean market.
Again, Brazil providing us some increased competition in the world soybean market. So you can see here, world trade expanding as Brazilian production increases over time, and our share of global trade declining. Again, another point that we're facing a lot of competition around the world.
As the agricultural sector navigates ongoing volatility, Meyer underscoring the cyclical nature of farming economics.
Over the last 20 years, we've gone through about three jumps in agricultural commodity prices. And I think I showed you this one last year. And I said my concern was the back end after those price spikes. Because what happens is some other shock to the market comes along. We have an adjustment. Prices jump. Farmers make money for a few years. And we go back into the more, unfortunately, common stage of pretty tight margins for those agricultural producers.
Reports from the USDA Ag Outlook Forum are presented by Minnesota Corn Growers, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Amity Technology, and North Dakota Corn Growers. I'm Jamie Dickerman in Washington. With more news, here's Tyler Donaldson.
Thanks, Jamie. President and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, Jeff Schmidt, stressed caution in monetary policy while speaking this morning at the USDA Ag Outlook Forum in Washington. Schmidt said the labor market is strong, but expressed concerns over inflation.
In a speech I gave in early January, I expressed optimism that inflation would continue to ease. However, I've become more cautious. One factor I highlighted in January was that inflation expectations appeared anchored at a level consistent with 2% inflation. But the last 2 months have seen a sharp upward movement in some measures of expected inflation. Certainly, survey measures of inflation expectations are imperfect and subject to noise. But with inflation just recently at a 40-year high, now is not the time to let down our guard.
Schmidt pointed to the lessons of past economic crises, particularly the challenges of the 1970s and 80s, when the Fed struggled to contain inflation.
That once inflation is embedded in expectations, it becomes much more painful to vanquish. It took more than just easing economic tightness to bring down inflation in the 1980s. It took the Fed building credibility as an inflation fighter, credibility that came at a cost of steep increase in unemployment and severe recessions.
Speaking at the Ag Outlook Forum this morning, National Milk Producers Federation President and former U.S. Chief Ag Trade Negotiator Greg Dowd emphasized the need for a more aggressive U.S. trade policy, particularly in closing the agricultural trade gap with the European Union.
We import $3 billion in dairy from the European Union. We export $167 million in dairy to the European Union. That's pathetic. We export 15 times more cheese to Guatemala than we do the European Union, folks. We export more cheese to New Zealand. They're a major exporter with 5 million people. Our trade deficit with the EU today, folks, is $23.6 billion. That's the gap in ag trade between the U.S. and the EU.
Dowd also addressed the broader challenges facing U.S. agricultural exports, raising concerns about China's shifting policies and Brazil's rapid growth as a soybean powerhouse. Despite the obstacles, he expressed confidence in the U.S. ag sector's potential for expansion, particularly in protein production.
What we see is the fact that the supply of protein in the world comes nowhere near meeting the demand. And if you look around the world and ask yourself, is it the European Union? Is it Asia? Is it Brazil? Is it China? Where can we grow more protein? Where can we grow more beef, more beef cattle, more pigs, more chickens, more dairy? Where is it, folks? Right here. Right here.
Dowd pointed to the $8 billion investment in U.S. dairy processing as evidence of the industry's potential for growth.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin reportedly wants the administration to overturn the 2009 ruling that said greenhouse gas emissions are dangerous for human health. Major media outlets are reporting this story, citing anonymous sources. A change in the so-called endangerment rule would have implications for all segments of the economy, including agriculture. During Wednesday's cabinet meeting, Zeldin also said 65% of the EPA workforce will be eliminated. Go to the Red River Farm Network's website, rrfn.com, to sign up for the weekly FarmNet newsletter. You can also download this broadcast and follow us on Facebook and X. It's all at rrfn.com. Reporting agriculture's business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Thursday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service says the value of North Dakota's 2024 crop is forecast at $9.7 billion, down 7% from 2023. The value of corn production expected to total $2.2 billion. That's down 1% from the previous marketing year. Soybean production expected to total $2.4 billion, down 9% from 2023. Spring wheat production expected to total $1.7 billion, down 7% from the previous marketing year. Durham expected a total of $355 million, up 18% from 2023. Canola production is expected to total $788 million, down 7%. And potato production expected to total $335 million, down 17% from the last marketing year.
NAS reporting the value of South Dakota's 2024 crop forecast at $7.13 billion, down 11% from 2023. The value of corn production expected to total $3.6 billion, down 1% from the previous year. South Dakota soybean production expected to total $2.3 billion, down 16% from 2023. Winter wheat production expected to total $249 million, 17% more than the previous year, and spring wheat production is expected to total $170 million, down 11% from 2023.
A significant weather system is expected to occur from the southwestern to eastern Corn Belt Monday through Wednesday. World Weather Incorporated says temperatures across the Midwest will be mild through much of the next 2 weeks, however. The northern plains will be mostly dry through Monday before a few snow and rain showers begin on Tuesday. And World Weather says nearly half of the northern plains will get some precipitation.
Much of Brazil will see a good mix of rain and sunshine over the next 2 weeks, with far southern Brazil being the driest. World Weather Incorporated says much of Argentina will see frequent rains that will be heavy enough to cause some flooding and restore much of the soil moisture over the next 2 weeks. Far northeastern Argentina will be the exception and remain mostly dry, with the rainfall being too light and scattered to have a significant impact on crop and soil conditions.
With the national debt at more than $36 trillion, Minnesota Representative Brad Finstead says it's more important than ever to get a balanced budget.
The budget process, you know, it's like a 40-page, the budget bill that we passed yesterday is like a 40-page bill, essentially, that just gives targets to the committees and says go to work. And so now over the next few months, the committees will look at the budget targets that were given to them. And the committee will have a robust conversation with the membership of the committees, but really our constituents, to talk about what programs are working, what programs aren't, where can we tighten our belt, where can we become more efficient, where can we look under the hood of government and not only look at the engine, but figure out, you know, what do the fuel injectors work? Is the exhaust hooked up? Did we check the oil? Is the dipstick showing oil in the engine? And that's really what the committee process will be about.
On trade, Finsted remains optimistic despite recent setbacks.
We are 4 years into an ag trade deficit in this country. And, last year alone, it was over $44 billion. We're bringing in $44 billion of ag products from other countries into ours versus us being the powerhouse exporter that we have traditionally been. So there's a lot of low-hanging fruit. There's opportunities for us to create more market penetration across the globe. There's deals to be had, and I think that will pose exciting times. Hopefully the market will reflect that.
And Finsted says the potential of renewable fuels, including sustainable aviation fuel, will create new opportunities for America's farmers.
USDA's weekly export sales report for the week ending February 20th shows net old and new crop corn sales of 923,000 metric tons. That's 37% less than the previous week and 42% less than the four-week average. Old and new crop soybean sales of 414,000 tons are 17% less than the previous week, but 8% more than the four-week average. Combined old and new crop wheat sales of 274,000 metric tons are 57% less than the previous week and 50% below the four-week average.
Jamison Greer has been confirmed as the new U.S. Trade Representative. Greer is a former USTR Chief of Staff and trade litigator. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're in tune with the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. A new study on nitrogen management in corn has researchers excited about the use of gene-edited bacteria. Pivot Biodevelopment agronomist Logan Woodward says the study is an important breakthrough in nitrogen management.
The thing that I think that's most exciting about this study is that we're proving that we're getting more nitrogen into the plant, and that is derived from the atmosphere. So we're targeting applications to the rooting zone, and so we know that we're supplying nitrogen right in the root system. Because we're getting more nitrogen in the plant, it shows that we can replace some small portions of some of the most inconsistent nitrogen applications. In corn production, I see that we're limited to two sources of nitrogen, being the soil, what is ultimately mineralized from soil organic matter, and then the fertilizer that we apply to it. Then this kind of opens up the opportunity for growers to tap into that third source of N.
Woodward says they've seen great yield gains so far from the study.
Because we're providing microbes right there in the rooting zone, we know that we're supplementing in where the crop ultimately needs it. And so I think of it as potentially some of the most efficient nitrogen pounds on growers' operation. In this study, we saw consistent increases in biomass and nitrogen uptake, and ultimately the ability to replace up to 35 to 40 pounds. And lastly, we were definitely seeing some minor but very consistent yield gains at some of our moderate N rates.
The secretaries of state from 20 states nationwide are asking President Trump to support repeal of the Corporate Transparency Act. South Dakota Secretary of State Monet Johnson said this is a costly, burdensome, and ultimately meaningless regulation. The Corporate Transparency Act tracks beneficial ownership of businesses, including farms.
May wheat Minneapolis down 11 and a quarter cents, 606 and a half. May wheat Chicago down 16 cents so far, 563 and three quarters. KC May hard red winter wheat down 11 and three quarters cents, 586 and three quarters. May corn down 11 and three quarters cents as well, 481 and three quarters. May soybeans down 2.5 cents, 1038 and three quarters. In Winnipeg, March canola is down $6.90 per metric ton at 642 even Canadian. April live cattle up $1.47, 196.10. April feeders up 217 to 275.70. April lean hogs down 355, 84.75. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 283 points, 43.716. This is the Red River Farm Network.